It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an Axial Flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
638, 6,272,639. There are 6,272,640 square inches in an acre. We counted. Why? Because we designed the TigerMate 255 field cultivator and 2000 series early riser planter to maximize every single one. So when you create the most level seedbed in the industry and target a nickel-sized area to plant a seed and never miss, you'll know in high-efficiency farming, there's one name to count on, Case IH. Rethink productivity. Learn more at caseih.com/inches.
The man who'll take over this week as the new governor of Missouri was out working with his cattle yesterday when he got the call. Lieutenant Governor Mike Parsons learned that he'll be sworn in as the 57th Missouri governor, replacing Eric Greitens. 63-year-old Mike Parsons has held various elected offices, including that of county sheriff, over the past 25 years, and he's had a cow-calf operation there in Polk County, Missouri, north of Springfield, for some 35 years. A congresswoman from Tennessee running for governor of her state says it's easy to identify the root cause of school shootings, such as the 21 that have occurred thus far this year in our nation. Republican Representative Diane Black told a listening session with ministers yesterday that the decline of family support, violent movies, and the rise of pornography are to blame, in her opinion. Black told the preachers, "Idle hands are the devil's workshop." From this week in agribusiness, a lot of farmers here in the heartland are counting on subtropical storm Alberto to bring them needed moisture. It's usually late August tropical storms that offer hope for beneficial parched farm fields. But in the area we visited yesterday, Logan County, Illinois, that's between Springfield and Bloomington, Illinois, the fields of both soybeans and corn had dried, and farmers said they'd love some of that rain from the south. The planting of the crops there in that part of central Illinois went very well, and the stands and the fields looked real good. And radar returns show that, in fact, some of those fields did get rain overnight, a half inch to an inch and a half in spots. You probably never wondered, but now we know that few amusement parks have auxiliary generators. After that car hit a utility pole at Ohio's Cedar Point Amusement Park, photos shared on the social media showed riders stuck up there on that train going up the 300-foot-tall Millennium Force roller coaster. Did you know that copying code from your car's key fob is easy? And tech thieves do it from outside your home or hotel? Then they can steal your vehicle or access the data in your car. The security experts say just put your keys in a coffee can. That way you'll block the electromagnetic field. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by Case IH. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.